the rebels loot Baitul Mal. Following this, the rebels made an open announcement to their people that they should head for Baitul Mal and loot whatever they could lay their hands upon. The guards decided amongst themselves that the rebels should be left to do as they please, since there was nothing but 2 sacks of money in Baitul Mal. The Khalifa at the time had been martyred, and there was no use in fighting the rebels. The guards threw the keys of Baitul Mal and left. As such, the rebels went to Baitul Mal, opened it, and looted whatever was stored inside. In this manner, the rebels placed a stamp of attestation upon the fact that they were bandits and robbers and had no relation with Islam and the Muslims. It is not surprising that those people who used to raise the objection against Hazrat Usman Raziallahu Anhu that he would give funds to those who were undeserving, the first thing they did after his martyrdom was to loot his house and then Baitul Mal. However, God the Exalted did not allow their desires to be fulfilled in this respect either, because there was nothing more than a small amount of money in Baitul Mal at the time, which was insufficient to satisfy their greed.